Labor grovels after rainbow monkey dildo story hour sparks backlash from Muslim parents. By Kurt Zindelka on July 13, 2021. Elected Labour Party representatives have raced to put space between them and the Rainbow Monkey Dildo Story Hour hosted at a London Library children's reading event after intense backlash from the local Muslim community. On Sunday, Breitbart London was the first news outlet to reveal that the Labour-run Redbridge Council in London hosted a carnival troupe featuring a performer dressed as a naked rainbow monkey with a giant phallus dangling betwixt his legs during Redbridge Library's Summer Reading Challenge for Children. The event, which has since sparked international outrage, particularly angered local Muslim parents and school leaders, ultimately forcing the multicultural Labour Party to backtrack somewhat on its radical LGBT agenda. One parent said per the Evening Standard, "Someone needs to lose their job over this." Another asked, "This is unbelievable. Have we completely lost our moral compass as a society?" Local school governor Haz Ahmed said, "Apparently this is meant to encourage kids in Redbridge to pick up reading for summer. Please tell me the rationale behind these indecent costumes that were shown to families and done so publicly. Is this really necessary?" A protest from a local Islamic Parents Association, Parents United, has been scheduled outside the Ilford Town Hall on Tuesday night in order to raise the child safeguarding concerns in Redbridge. Amid the intense backlash, the local Labour Party council leader in Redbridge James Otwell said, "I was appalled by the event our independent leisure contractor organized at Redbridge Libraries on Saturday. I have launched a full investigation into the incident and will put stringent measures in place to ensure something like this can't happen again." Labour MP West Reading questioned how anyone involved, including your staff, thought that a costume described by one national journalist with depressing accuracy as a rainbow dildo butt monkey was appropriate for family audiences around our libraries and public realm, let alone a festival aimed at promoting literacy amongst children. The self-described anti-racist performance artist group Mandinga issued an apology. "We apologize for the offense caused while raising awareness of the reading campaign by Redbridge Libraries on 10th of July. We never intended to offend residents. We respect everyone's individual opinion with no offense to any part. Actions are being taken, more information to follow." The YouTube account for Redbridge Libraries has also been made private after it was revealed to have hosted Drag Queen Story Hour videos by Mama G, a drag queen performer who has been criticized for teaching young children in England how to twerk. The Rainbow Dildo Monkey Story Hour event has been characterized by Britain's oldest conservative think tank as the tip of the spear in the cultural Marxist movement's goal of destroying Western society. Speaking to Breitbart London, Beau Group chairman Ben Harris-Quinney said, "The Beau Group has been exposing and opposing cultural Marxism for over a decade, and it is this root ideology that has birthed the woke movement, the LGBT lobby, BLM. The design of cultural Marxism is to destroy Judeo-Christian civilization. It has been very successful so far, and just as successful in convincing people it doesn't exist. That we now have men in LGBT lobby flagged monkey suits with dildos teaching young children underlines how real it is, and how far our society has fallen as a result." The Beau Group chairman blamed both the opposition Labour Party and the ruling Conservative Party for allowing the Marxist rot to spread throughout Britain's institutions. "Unless someone gets into power soon that will fight the culture war and remorselessly reverse cultural Marxism, our society will be overwhelmed by an ideology designed to destroy it," Mr. Harris-Quinney warned. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.